is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 2nd of March, 2009. It's the birthday of Dr. Seuss, Theodore Geisel, born Springfield, Massachusetts, 1904. It's the birthday of Sholem Aleichem, born in Ukraine, 1859, one of the most prolific and widely read writers in the Yiddish language, the son of a lumber merchant. His given name was Solomon Rabinowitz, but he adopted the pen name because many of his relatives and friends disapproved of his decision to write in Yiddish, which was the colloquial language of Eastern European Jews, rather than in the language of intellectuals and the religious, Hebrew. So he chose the name Sholem Aleichem, which comes from a Hebrew greeting meaning peace be with you. His parents were successful merchants. Their fortunes took a turn for the worse. They had to set up an inn to make some money, and young Sholem Aleichem loved hanging around the inn, found a great wealth of material in the characters there. One of his most famous characters is an itinerant stockbroker, and another is Tevye, the milkman. Sholem Aleichem wrote many stories about Tevye. They were the inspiration for the musical Fiddler on the Roof. He and his wife had 6 children. He needed to earn money, so he went out on the lecture trail, came to the United States, where he was enormously popular, later emigrated here, and there was a huge welcoming party for him at Carnegie Hall. And when he died in New York at the age of 57, 100,000 mourners lined the street on the day of his funeral. Sholem Aleichem, who said, "Life is a dream for the wise, a game for the fool, a comedy for the rich, a tragedy for the poor." He said, "A bachelor is a man who comes to work each morning from a different direction." And he said, "No matter how bad things get, you got to go on living even if it kills you." Here's a poem for today by Alan Bass entitled "Sleeping Next to the Man on the Plane." I'm not well, neither is he. Periodically, he pulls out a handkerchief and blows his nose. I worry about germs, but appreciate how he shares the armrest, especially considering his size, too large to lay the tray over his lap. His seat belt barely buckles. At least he doesn't have to ask for an extender, for which I imagine him grateful. Our upper arms press against each other, like apricots growing from the same node. My arm is warm where his touches it. I close my eyes. In the chilly, oxygen-poor air, I am glad to be close to his breathing mass. We want our own species. We want to lie down next to our own kind. Even here, in this metal encumbrance hurtling improbably 30,000 feet above the earth, with all this civilization down to the chicken or lasagna in their environmentally incorrect packets, even as the woman behind me is swiping her credit card on the phone embedded in my headrest, and the folks in first are watching their individual movies on personal screens, I lean into the stranger, seeking primitive comfort, heat, touch, breath, as we slip into the ancient vulnerability of sleep. Sleeping Next to the Man on the Plane by Ellen Bass, from Mules of Love, published by Boa Editions, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.